With most aged care visits banned into the new year across Greater Sydney, the latest restrictions are a blow for aged care residents and their families. While there are no restrictions on people from regional New South Wales visiting residents in regional facilities, many in the city are worried about how elderly residents will cope during yet another lockdown. But a leading aged care provider group says they're confident there's enough staff to keep residents safe. Caroline Winter reports.
909 Australians have died from COVID-19. The vast majority of those were in aged care. Linda Saltarelli is an independent advocate for aged care crisis.
Many residents have actually died, probably of a broken heart, without being able to see their loved ones.
But there are fears that may happen again. With a lockdown of aged care facilities across Greater Sydney in place from now until 11:59pm next Wednesday, the 6th of January. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says as a precautionary measure, people won't be able to visit residents.
We understand the impact that this has, but at the moment, until we understand the full scope of transmission, we do not want to inadvertently have any introductions into our aged care facilities.
Linda Saltarelli says it's a fine balance between keeping residents safe and giving them the social contact they need. She's concerned understaffing and a lack of external oversight by authorities during lockdowns make it a dangerous situation for residents.
We already know from the Royal Commission's research reports that Australian staffing levels are very, very poor. Most homes will be considered dangerously low staffed when compared to overseas nursing homes. And I think this has a huge impact. Obviously, when you look at COVID or any other infections in aged care across Australia.
So do you believe that there's another way outside of basically shutting down homes, as has happened now into the new year with this latest outbreak in Sydney?
Obviously, we do have to protect residents. However, I really think that, you know, there needs to be a more humanitarian response to shutdowns. I really think that some family members should still be allowed to visit. You know, there could be some training for them, obviously, you know, wearing full PPE, etc.
Leading Age Services Australia is the national peak body which represents all providers of age services. Ian Polsis is state manager for New South Wales and the ACT and says the 200 to 300 aged care facilities in Greater Sydney are prepared for the coming week.
From the staff side, they have to communicate with the family members and with the residents that we have about the changes, and then make sure and facilitate other ways of communicating and keeping contact between the residents and their families.
Are you confident that you have enough staff in place to make sure residents are comfortable and get what they need?
The homes and the providers have worked really hard to make sure that we have the right staffing across the Christmas and New Year period. I'm confident that they've done what they can to have all the staff available.
And how do you feel in terms of preparedness at this point in, you know, at the end of the year compared to where we were at the start of the year when COVID first hit?
We've learned a lot of lessons through the pandemic and especially what happened down in Victoria. The lessons that have been learned have been incorporated in the COVID-19 plans in the homes. And I'm really confident about the way we can handle anything that goes wrong in any facility at the moment.
That's Ian Polsis from Leading Age Services Australia, ending Caroline Winter's report.